With KAZU News, I'm Amy Mayer. Tech companies are working to build electric vehicles that fly. Several airports in the region have approved testing, with Hollister most recently welcoming San Mateo-based Olive Aeronautics. Reporter Noe Magana wrote about the plans for the nonprofit news site Benito Link, and he joins me now.
Hi, thank you, Amy.
This company, Olive, says it's building flying cars. So to start with, did you get to see a flying car?
Oh, unfortunately, I did not get to see a flying car. I considered camping out there by the airport just to see if I get a glimpse of it, but no, I have not. I hope that maybe in the future I will.
We're talking about these electric vertical takeoff and landing aircrafts, and Olive's not the only company, and Hollister's not the only airport, but what do you know about why Hollister was a desirable airport for this company?
I think based on the location of Hollister and San Mateo, it kind of made sense for them to get away from the urban area and come to a rural area that provided the environment that they needed to continue testing their cars.
Is there yet any understanding of how the city of Hollister or the airport might benefit from the company being there?
I think they hope that if it's successful, that it'll attract other companies to the airport and increase sort of economic development in the area here.
And Hollister's not the only airport that's flirting with some of these electric flying technologies. It was part of a grant that several airports, including Watsonville, Salinas, and Marina, are all a part of. And I noticed that you wrote about that as well. What's going to be the connection among these airports and electric vehicles? Do you know yet?
So my understanding is that these companies want or need some sort of corridor in which they can further test their equipment and see how long they can maybe push or safely push their technology. So have sort of like stops in between where they can recharge and then go back to the starting place.
Have you heard very much from either the airport or other economic development or Monterey Bay Economic Partnership officials about the significance of the corridor?
The hopes is that they can sort of make a pathway that'll benefit those companies that are testing either flying cars or autonomous aircraft, that it would not only incentivize them to continue to pursue those technologies and test them and expand, but also increase the amount of companies that are looking into it and kind of make their home base here in this area.
Any idea what's next, either for the Hollister Airport specifically or more generally for the partnership?
Well, I think for Hollister Airport specifically, the idea is they approved a one-month lease to test it out, see how that partnership would go, and then they would go back and look at what worked, what didn't work, and potentially expand it if both parties are happy with it.
Do you anticipate there are going to be people in Hollister camping out, as you alluded to, at the airport to try to catch a glimpse of these flying cars? Have you heard anything along those lines?
I have not heard any sort of rumors or anything like that, that people are interested in camping out outside the airport just to see if they get a glimpse of the flying car. But it wouldn't surprise me if it didn't. I mean, the airport is right next to a dog park. So you might start catching people or videos taken by people who are there and uploading it to social media if they get a glimpse of it.
That's reporter Noe Magana. You can read his stories at benitolink.com. Amy Mayer, KAZU News.